Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, right here in Tampa Bay, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, our EMS firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, as well as our security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those people out there trying to keep us free and safe, and we appreciate all of that. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, that includes everybody that's out there driving up and down the highways, the 18-wheelers, the men and women behind the wheel, thank you so very much for what you're doing. Also, the postal and the FedEx and the UPS workers out there getting the packages delivered from point A to B. And, of course, we have got our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget, also, we've got our Amazon workers out there in the warehouse, as well as the drivers that listen and check in with us from time to time at night. We appreciate all of them. Now, we also want you to go over and check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page over on Facebook. Take a look at all the things that we put over there. And Denise Simon's over there with her articles. We always try to get them up there when we see them so we can do that. We're also on MeWe. We are also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there, take a look at all the different things that we have to offer, and there's plenty of stuff over there for you to save money and have a good time while you're there. Shop till you drop is what we like to say. Shop till you drop. All right, and joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Yippee-i-yo, cow patty. Okay, they're going to go inside because they can see lightning coming from the north, and they've had enough of that. They don't want to get struck by lightning. And I guess you're up there where it may be raining already?
Twerking on it.
Okay. All right. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, of course, the third location where they found the classified documents again, I believe what we were talking about, because Hunter's involved in this with offices and whatnot, I believe we're going to find a fourth and maybe even a fifth location. What do you think?
I suppose it's possible. I think the bigger question is, why was the FBI not brought in to do the search after the first discovery of the documents at the Penn Biden Center.
Okay.
I think that question, well, I mean, you know, if this was such an important thing and these were highly classified documents. If for nothing else, they were government property. Why is it the lawyers that are discovering this and doing the work and not the FBI? So there's a hard question that nobody asked.
Somebody's tipping them off, maybe?
Well, it doesn't matter. They, you know, they sent the FBI in to do the raid at Mar-a-Lago.
Yep. Well, somebody told them about something there, too, but they found what they didn't find. How's that?
Well, but they already knew those documents were at Mar-a-Lago.
Yep.
The FBI had visited Mar-a-Lago a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it had Secret Service protection.
And they were locked away where they were supposed to be. These weren't.
Correct.
Yeah, I saw them back in the Corvette up into the garage, and there they were, right there on the left rear corner of the garage.
We're assuming that's what that was. I saw the same picture, but
okay.
Likely it was.
Yeah, well, it looked like it had the tape around the boxes. But anyway, the U.S. Attorney General yesterday, Merrick Garland, surprised us all, announced the appointment of Robert Hurer, a former U.S. attorney in Maryland, as a special counsel to investigate President Joe Biden's handling of the sensitive government programs, the documents. The only thing is that nobody believes anything's going to happen to either him or Trump now because of this mess.
I would agree with that.
What do you think?
I would agree with that.
Okay, all right. So, and somebody wanted to know if there was an outside chance that something could happen. I just say no.
The only thing, I will say this. This whole thing is kind of very suspicious given the timing of it.
Yep.
So my thoughts are, because the Republicans won the House, and because the Republicans under Comer are going to do the investigations and the oversight committee, I think that's part and parcel of the reason that this scandal has surfaced. So, again, it's not so much that he had these documents, it's what these documents were. And we don't know that yet. You know, the Democrats and the media were reporting that the documents that Trump had were, you know, the nuclear codes and our nuclear weapons program, which was all a lie. They couldn't wait to put that one out there. So we'll see where this one heads off.
We'll find out more when we come back on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersShow.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, well, I want to thank everybody tuning in, especially here at night. We've had a lot of great messages from people all around the country, and none are any more or least important as the next one that comes in, so I just kind of throw it out there for everybody. Thanks, keep them coming in there, you know how to do that. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by GEICO and GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO has been saving people money for going on over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring more than 26 million drivers. Now, you can always go to GEICO's website, GEICO, GEICO.com, and get a great quote for the vehicle you're driving, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck. You might have to, might also have a motorcycle. Maybe you got an ATV. Maybe you got a boat. Maybe you got an RV. All that can be bundled in there, save some money with that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together on your car policy. That will save you the most money. So you can go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and do all of that, or you can get the information you need to call up your local agent or go see your local agent and see what they can do for you. Either way, it's a win-win situation because they just might be able to save some money for you. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O. com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Since we talked yesterday about Mr. Santos, more information has come out of Nassau County, Long Island, and they are trying very hard, the Republican Party there, to get him removed from Congress. Now, apparently, the next step on this is some sort of resolution from the House of Representatives itself. I don't exactly know what it is they're going to do, but I guess it's a resolution that just says that he should be removed because he's
he's lied to the Congress to get the job that he got.
Well, you and I spoke about this yesterday.
Yeah.
The House really has no authority to have him removed. The only thing that they can do is keep him from any kind of committees and then put him up before the Ethics Committee. That's the only thing they can do. Right now, this is really up to the voters in New York and his district.
Yeah, and he did say if he got $142,000 to tell him to leave, he would leave, and that's the exact number of people that voted for him.
That's right.
Yep, so there you go. Now, there's something going on in Los Angeles right now involving a bank, which if it's true, and apparently it seems to be because the government has fined them $31 million in the largest redlining settlement in department history. Now, the Justice Department accused the Los Angeles-based City National Bank of discrimination by refusing to underwrite mortgages in predominantly black and Latino communities. Not very good for the public relations there.
No. But I don't know the case, but I know that this, you know, there had to be some kind of investigation for this fine to be applied. So if it happens as it is alleged, then there should be a fine. I don't know who runs that bank. I don't know anything about that bank. Never heard of it before, City
National.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Me neither. Now, we've got a battle big time going on in Ukraine, over in eastern Ukraine, and it's over there by Soledar. And the people that are there say they're holding out despite the intense battles that are going on there. Now, there is supposedly help on the way. We did get a report yesterday that some of these tanks and the Bradley fighting vehicles were being loaded up on ships to sail for Ukraine.
You know, one has to ask, why is it taking so long? I would much rather give hardware equipment to Ukraine than money. But why is it taking so long? I mean, imagine what Ukraine could have done if they had tanks and they had the Patriot missile system.
Right.
Months and months and months ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
would have been pretty much evened up.
Slow walking it.
Yep. Well, they are, and that's the whole thing. And I think any of us that have paid any attention realize that that's what they're doing for whatever reason. Now, we also know yesterday we got the numbers on inflation, and inflation under Joe Biden has now made American families $7,400 poorer.
At least.
Yeah.
The Biden administration, Biden himself came out yesterday touting the fact that his Stop Inflation Act is working because it went down 0.1%. Well, it may have gone down 0.1%, but I don't know what was really measured in that number. I do know that the price of used cars has come down some.
Yes.
But, you know, the people on the West Coast, they're spending almost $7, $8, $9, $10, $11, $12 for a dozen eggs.
Yep.
A dozen eggs.
Yep.
Eggs used to be 69 cents.
Yep.
There's still a problem with baby formula shortages.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a major problem with chlorine shortages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that. And gasoline, you know, they say, oh, gasoline's come down. Well, it's come down from a ridiculously high price, but it still doesn't mean that it's in a good place.
Shot back up again 40 cents over the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
So hasn't come down that much. It went right back up again, but then again, we figured that would happen. Why is it the Democratic lawmakers are urging President Biden to void the visa of Brazil's Bolsonaro, who's here for medical treatment, we understand? What's the big deal there?
Bolsonaro, they feel like the United States, he sought protection here in the United States after he lost the, air quote, lost the election in Brazil. And the Brazilians, a pile of them, I mean, massive, massive demonstrations. And they've continued since the election. And, you know, the Democrats don't want him here. He's an election denier. So, yeah, that's why.
Okay, because they're really hot to trot about getting him out of the country. And, of course, he faces a certain jail, if not other type of sentence, when he gets back to where he's going. But we'll see what happens. By the way, our governor, Ron DeSantis, ripped the feds yesterday for raising the possibility of banning gas stoves.
New gas stoves.
Yeah, in the homes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they backed off on that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the new ranges they put in the homes, which are a lot safer than the old ones that are in there.
You know, it's not, people have been cooking with gas. I mean, there used to be an expression, now you're cooking with gas.
Yep.
I mean, the whole thing is a ridiculous, concocted mission. It's like stupid.
That's true.
Stupid.
Wouldn't expect them to do anything smart, would you?
Not when it comes to government. Nope.
Now, former President Donald Trump has posted a video on the platform Truth Social discussing the corruption and censorship coming from the government. This comes after the recent revelations of the ever-releasing Twitter files. Trump mentioned, of course, mm-hmm. the recent reports and all that. He also believed that it had helped President Joe Biden's allegedly steal of the election. He still can't get over that. He's still got that going on.
Well, I will tell you, on the first side, of what came out of the Twitter files yesterday really validates what is known as the Nunes memo.
Uh-huh.
And I would say that Democrats, including Adam Schiff and Dianne Feinstein, Eric Swalwell, a pile of others, but mostly media, really should be apologizing, not necessarily only to Trump, but to the rest of the country for what they did, because it's now proven all false by these files.
All righty. I will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition, and stay dry up there. It's going to pour a little while, looks like.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it all out. I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At least six people are dead in Alabama after a series of tornadoes slammed the state on Thursday. Another person was killed in neighboring Georgia by a falling tree. The Alabama fatalities were reported in Autauga County, and officials in the city of Selma say there's been significant damage there. While Georgia is under a statewide emergency, thousands of customers in both states were without power as of Thursday evening. Forecasters say more than 35 million people in the southeast are under some level of threat for severe storms. The NCAACP Image Awards nominations show big leads for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Abbott Elementary. The Black Panther sequel is leading the film category with 12 nominations. In the television division, Abbott Elementary has 9 nominations. The Outstanding Motion Picture category also includes nominations for A Jazz Man's Blues, Emancipation, The Woman King, and Till. This is Julio Flores, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check them out, see what they have to offer. And in the meantime, they're going to tell you about themselves right now here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has those two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay. Now, the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. You may call either one of them up and ask to take the tour at their campus. Now, if you're really smart and you really want to find out about what they're like and the type of career that you're setting out to put yourself in, you should call them and ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses. They'll do that for you.
Now, the website to check them out first is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over to that website, check them out, and then pick up the telephone and call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. They are a tremendous, tremendous opportunity for you to get right out there in the workforce and make yourself some big bucks as soon as you can, once you get your training and your certification. Now, I'll tell you, if you're in the military, you've already got a leg up because they work with a lot of veterans that come over there and transfer their skills into becoming an aviation maintenance tech, or they take people that already are aviation maintenance tech in the military and put them in that line of work in civilian life. And you can make a lot of money, a lot more money than what you did in the military, with all kinds of benefits. So again, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Now, I want to mention something first and get it out there for all the veterans and all of the interested parties. Federal officials have reportedly traced the route of this week's chaos at airports across the U.S. for a corrupted digital file that allegedly caused the Federal Aviation Administration system to go down. Now, all flights across the United States were grounded early Wednesday morning as the Federal Aviation Academy's Notice to Air Mission System, known as NOTAM, failed. The FAA is continuing a thorough review to determine the root cause of the notice to air missions, known as NOTAM, the system manager. And the FAA said in a statement Wednesday night that their preliminary work had traced the outage to a damaged database file and one specific technician that was using it. At the time, there was no evidence of any type of cyber attack, the statement concluded. But the FAA is working diligently to further pinpoint the causes of this issue and to take all needed steps to prevent this kind of disruption from ever happening again. So says the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, and I'm sure that makes you all feel so much better. Doesn't me. But here's the deal. For you men and women in the military that know how this system works, they definitely need people that are well-versed in this to go to work in civilian life. So if you're coming out of the military, you check them out, National Aviation Academy. Website is naa.edu, two campuses to serve you, naa.edu. You can either go to the one in Massachusetts, Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston, or you can come on down here to Florida to Clearwater, which is just the other side of me over on the west side of the bay and just inland from the Gulf about, 7 or 8 miles. So there you go. Now, we also know that the Navy is frustrated over the late weapons and ship deliveries that they expected to have by now. Exasperation is growing over the U.S. Navy's inability to get missiles and weapons delivered fast enough to keep its own magazines full, let alone offer more assistance to the Ukraine and other partners in need. That coming from several leaders who said that at this week's annual Surface Heavy Association conference. You got to take care of the homeboys first there, guys. Not our compadres around the world. We need the weapons first. That's been proven over and over again. Now, Japan, on Wednesday, said it will formally approve U.S. plans for a new Marine Quick Action Force on Okinawa and unveil plans to deepen the military cooperation on Japan's remote southwest islands near Taiwan, according to U.S. officials. Now, they're going to bring a U.S. Marine Littoral Regiment to Okinawa as a result of this. We'll see how all that plays out. The Army also may establish some new recruiting referrals and a new ribbon to go with it. The Army is considering establishing a new ribbon that troops would receive for returning applicants to the service. Officials confirmed that to the Army Times yesterday. And the VA plans to waive medical copays for the Native American vets. Veteran Affairs officials soon will waive most copayments related to any medical care for the American Indian and American Alaska Native veterans in an effort to encourage more and more of them to use the VA health services, because right now they're just not doing it. Now, also, the Air Force Academy football player who collapsed and died en route to a class was 21 years of age. He was identified as U.S. Air Force Academy cadet, 3rd Class Hunter Brown, 21, who died Monday when he suffered a medical emergency while on his way to class from his dormitory room. What a shame. What a shame. By the way, TRICARE fee increases coming up 2023. Many of you already know about it. Some of you don't. You can find out more by going over to TRICARE or go to Military Times and read it over there. Now, something else that's taken place is we've got these big battles raging in the Ukraine right now. That's not much is not being said about it. They need to get the equipment they need to get, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as possible so that they can repel these attacks. Ukraine says its forces are holding out against a Russian onslaught in one of the fiercest and bloodiest ground battles in nearly 11 months of the war. And they can't do it by themselves because they're taking on elements from the Wagner Group, which are the mercenaries that Russia uses, and they're also fighting some Russian regulars. But this has to stop. Can't keep doing this. Putin, by the way, with the changes in the Ukrainian action leader, calls for quicker aircraft deals. He wants more planes there, and he wants them built quicker than what they're doing right now. We'll see if he gets what he wants versus what we're getting, which is not all that great. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. All right, I'll be back with more here on the Captain America Third Watch. We shall return, and we'll be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. You'll hear him in about 20 minutes on the program. He's on twice a week, Monday and Friday, and our guest right now, Chris Markowski, is on every day of the week because there's something going on every day of the week to talk about with our finances. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership here in Tampa. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you want to get involved with a very good dealership that takes care of you, they have the You Serve program, the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for all veterans, for first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, and church pastors too, where you get a tremendous savings on the vehicle you're looking at. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue. You can go over there and take a look at what they have to see and tell them the captain sent you and tell them that you're there because of the You Serve, You Save program. And also, let's not forget that they have got the free oil changes for the life of the vehicle as well as tire rotations. And that's called Moss Care. And that comes with every vehicle purchased there at Moss Family Automotive, MossAcura.com. Check them out. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is our guest right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, except for the rain we're about to get. But you're up there, and things aren't bad up there, right? You said it's a little warmer?
Yeah, I'm even looking forward. We're not too bad out here. We're pretty much, no snow on the horizon. That's good.
Now, a key gauge of U.S. inflation is still rising rapidly despite a moderation in broader measures of consumer prices Namely, it's our energy services, which jumped 0.6% in December, an acceleration compared with 0.4% last November. And compared with a year ago, this is up some 7%, the highest rate since August of 1982. What's going on?
Well, listen, as far as inflation is concerned, you know, many of the things that I think we're feeling we're really feeling at the grocery store. You know, it's not an ongoing joke about eggs, and it's not really a joke. It's real. It's very, very expensive.
$11-$12 a dozen.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's nothing the Fed can do about that. I mean, it's avian flu issues, the fact that we've got way too many regulations here in this country. You know, we've got to rethink a lot of that. But, you know, a lot of both the inflation report that just came out was backward looking. It's like getting up today and, you know, looking at yesterday's weather report, which does you no good. And, they're talking about in the report, in regards to, rents going up and real estate going up. And that's not the case. They're actually going down. So, you know, inflation is waning in certain areas, but again, they're going to be very, very stubborn. And they want to call it maybe sticky, if you will, in some ways, that certain things, the prices, it's going to take a while for them to come down.
Well, I see that, and I've been watching the wholesale price of gasoline all week long. The wholesale price of gasoline basically has not budged. Right now, let's see, it's $2.43 a gallon at the refinery before you add to it the transportation costs and the tax going out the door that everybody has to pay. So that doesn't sound like anything is going to come down anytime soon.
The concern moving forward in regards to commodities and whatnot is what's going on in China and whether or not the reopening over there is going to drive prices higher. So that's in essence what people are concerned about right now.
Right. And, of course, I am, folks, talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website, and you'll hear his program on the weekends on many of these same stations. So make sure you check it out for time and whether or not you can give it a listen, because I guarantee you, you'll learn something. I learn something every time I listen to it, Chris. It's really fascinating.
Well, no, again, I want to remind your listeners as well, we're here to help. And if you have any questions in regards to your finances, whatever it may be, you can always go to my website, send us a message, sign up for some of our free stuff, and we're here to help everybody.
Now, the federal government is on track to max out its $31.4 trillion borrowing authority as soon as this month. Now, this starts to clock on an unexpected standoff between President Joe Biden and the new House Republican majority that's going to test both parties' ability to navigate a divided Washington with the fragile global economy at stake. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I think that, Boehner, I'm going back to where John Boehner was on the show.
Right.
McCarthy, Boehner was the last one that actually did it. That's what I meant. It was actually held Obama's feet to the fire. And I know it was, didn't play well in the media. And they, you're going to shut the government down and it's going to be bad on our nation's responsibilities. You got to do something at some point in time where we're going to say, okay, enough's enough. We can't spend anymore. And the argument always on the other side is, well, we got to make good on our obligations. You know what? Let's cut back on what we're borrowing and what we're spending and get spending under control. We'll see if it happens. Again, the last real shot that anyone took at doing it was back with 2011 with John Boehner.
Right.
And it didn't really go anywhere. They put that committee together, and then what was it that it was Simpson Bowles?
Yeah.
That they had. They came up with a spending plan, and it was good. It was a compromise. I mean, if we just went back to that, it'd be great. Hey, hell, if we just went back to the 2019 spending, we balance the budget right now. I mean, is that so hard? I mean, just go back to what we were spending in 2019, and the budget would be balanced.
Yeah, well, it is hard for these guys and gals to be able to do that for some reason. It's very hard.
Again, no desire to do it. They continually like to spend. You know, it's crazy. Again, you start trying to get your arms around the type of money that we owe. It's you know, you can't think about it. 31 trillion plus.
All right, we have a caller here right now. I'm going to take the call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Driver Mike down here in Sarasota.
Hey, Mike. What's up?
I recommend everybody listen to Mr. Watchdog's podcast, especially the weekend one.
Yep.
Oh, he's bad. He made some comments about a certain person up north there, one of our representatives.
Uh-huh.
I laughed so hard, and I thought the same thing, and I spewed my coffee all over the desk. I busted out laughing so hard.
Uh-oh.
You got to listen to him. It's funny, and he's good.
There you go.
Drive safe, people.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay, there you go. That's Driver Mike.
Oh, thanks, Ryan. I appreciate that. Yeah, we try to have fun with the fools there in Washington, D.C. You know, you got to have a laugh with some of the things that that goes on. You know, you see this stuff and you're like, these are like aliens to some degree. It's like, you know, all of us normal folk out here in the real world, and we've got like, you know, people from a different planet in Washington, D.C. running the country.
Well, Biden keeps talking about in his administration about how they're saving people money and they're doing the right thing and the economy's getting so much better and all that. But yet, here comes this story yesterday on the Business Insider. Inflation under Biden has made American families $7,400 poorer.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
You bet.
You know, it comes down, you know, like I said, we could talk about inflation in terms of, oh, geez, okay, televisions are going up in price, which they're not. I'm just throwing it out there. It's the stuff that we have to buy every single day. You know, we have to eat. We have to put gas in our car. We have to heat our homes or cool our homes. All of these things is what really weighs on American families. You can't escape it. I mean, you can put off buying a television. You can put off buying some new furniture. I mean, I remember I did that last year. I was like, gee, I need some new outdoor furniture. I took a look at the price when I had all the supply chain issues. I was like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to buy a darn thing. I'm going to wait. And, you know, wait, then the prices come down. But, you know, food and energy and things that you have, need to live on, you can't wait.
Now, are you going to be watching football this weekend?
Some of the games. I gotta take my son. We got a lacrosse thing down in North Carolina, so I'm gonna be down there a little bit. So I'll probably be listening in a little bit, but, I know, everybody's gearing up down there in your neck of the woods for the Monday night game.
Oh,
and,
boy.
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan. Obviously, I'm excited because the Giants are in the playoffs. But being a Giants fan means you're not a Dallas Cowboys fan. So go Bucks right now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if we can get them through at least one game and see what happens then. Because I believe when Brady loses, he's done with football. That's just my thought.
Again, he's gonna go out when he feels like it's right. God bless him. You know, wants to keep playing.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things he has to offer. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.